It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne with Mayor Louise Kelly in Washington.
And I'm Steve Inskeep in Lahore, Pakistan. The United States has spent $20 billion on this country in the last decade, which has prompted some Americans to ask what they're getting for the money. America is deeply unpopular here, and after the killing of Osama bin Laden, Pakistani politicians unleashed a wave of criticism of the United States. To understand why USAID has not made more friends, we came here to the gates of Forman Christian College, founded for Christian and Muslim students by the Presbyterian Church, and in recent years, financed in part by the United States government. We spent a while at the college gate. It's tense right now in Pakistan, and it takes time to clear security. We got talking to Iman Taha, a student waiting for a ride. She told a story about one of her classes.
We are discussing the issue of the sovereignty of Pakistan, that is Pakistan a sovereign state or not, in our classes these days. And most of us, you know, we believe that we are not sovereign just because of the interference of the United States in our personal affairs, in our political affairs, in our economy, military, everything.
You say this is being discussed in classes by the students or the professors leading this discussion?
Yes, our assignment basically in political science.
What do you think about American aid to Pakistan?
You know, aid is not meant to control the people, right? Just give us aid, but don't demand anything in return, because aid is not...
A security guard interrupted our discussion here. He didn't like where we were standing. So we moved into a waiting room to sit down, because Iman Taha was not finished talking.
It adds to the disgrace of the country when we take aid from America.
So you'd rather not take the money if you have to give up something in return?
No, it's not called aid then. It's like a business then.
Iman Taha wore a half-sleeve shirt and her hair in a ponytail. We were still waiting to clear security, so she started beckoning passing students into our discussion. We sat in a circle as a ceiling fan stirred the heavy air.
Assalamu alaikum. Are these more people who would like to join us? What's your name?
Tasir. I wouldn't want to comment on that. My comments are very extreme extent. I wouldn't like to comment on that.
He said he didn't want to comment, but Iman Taha intervened again, persuading him to speak. He talked about the book Confessions of an Economic Hitman by an American who claimed the U.S. was plotting dominance of other nations. He is aware that students on this very campus receive scholarships partly financed by the U.S. Agency for International Development. Yet he also knows that most U.S. aid goes to Pakistan's military.
I've never seen a single dollar being spent on health or education apart from whatever military aid we're getting.
You're saying that you have seen the aid spent here on campus, right?
One campus. Don't try to twist my words around. One campus, that's all I've seen the aid work on.
Not every student in our circle was unhappy. What do you think about what you've been...
I'm totally the opposite. I'm in favor of America, and I love America, that's it.
But a study out this week from the Center for Global Development found widespread Pakistani discontent with U.S. aid. It's a tough moment for the U.S. to work on its image. That's what we heard from the Pakistani writer and development consultant Musharraf Saidi.
There have been events in the relationship that have poisoned the ability of the U.S. government and the State Department in particular to transform this, no matter how much money they spend.
Consider the CIA contractor who killed two Pakistanis this year.
Ray Davis was a big event. Of course, the bin Laden raid was a huge event. And what's happening domestically as a result of those two events, you know, the fallout, is really there's an internal conversation within Pakistan. And that conversation is about whether the people of Pakistan get to decide what's good for them or whether a bunch of generals and a few myopic and venal politicians get to decide what's best for them.
The U.S. says it wants to improve conditions in Pakistan and stabilize the country in the long term, whether Pakistanis like the United States or not. Under a law known as the Kerry-Lugar Bill, the U.S. has committed billions to civilian aid in the coming years. Authorities are planning to pay for electric power generation, schools, and sanitation. But when Pakistanis are asked if they're ungrateful, they point out that the spending has begun slowly. At the U.S. Embassy, we met Andrew Sisson, an official who wants to train Pakistan's government to complete projects on its own.
It may be quicker for us to do it with, say, an American contracting firm, but that will not build the capacity or empower Pakistani organizations to take responsibility for these fundamental concerns.
Has that slowed down the distribution of the Kerry-Lugar money?
Yes.
Do the ends and means match up here? Because it sounds like you're thinking about a better country 5 years from now or 10 years from now. And you have policymakers who want things out of Pakistan right this minute.
It is a very...
You're smiling. Isn't
yes, it? I am, because I work with impatient people, both our country and in Pakistan.
So American aid officials are trying to think in terms of developing this country over years, but they're squeezed between American policymakers who want results now, Pakistanis who need results now, and a degree of competition for Pakistan's attention. I'm standing here in Islamabad in front of a great new conference center surrounded by white metal latticework. The sign in front says Pakistan-China Friendship Center. The Chinese built this, and everybody who drives along this busy road sees that sign. Let's return for a moment to Foreman Christian College in Lahore, where we met with students at the gate. Later, we made our way inside, where students played basketball or cricket on a Friday afternoon. Some gathered to meet with us.
My name is Binish Yakub. I'm 20 years old, and I'm doing biotechnology.
Okay, and you?
My name is Augustina George, and I'm doing majors in mass communication, and I'm 20 years old.
My name is Kamran Chaktai, and I'm majoring in psychology.
Psychology. Okay. What do you think about American involvement in Pakistan right now?
Somewhat pathetic.
People in Pakistan don't like Americans because the fundamental thinking says that Americans are not in the favor of Pakistan.
Do you believe that yourself?
The reality seems to be, says that it's true. After the killing of Osama, 1500...
Are you sure that he's killed? Are you sure?
People say that.
People say that.
Media
we are not
says,
sure
Americans
about it that he's
also
killed. I guess he's alive. It's my perception that he's alive.
Like, what I think that Anwarul Haq, there should be a contact between the government of America and the people of Pakistan. Because the Americans are perceived very wrong by the people.
Anwar says America is perceived the wrong way precisely because it is trying to support the Pakistani government, which the people despise.
They hate like America, the same hate like their leaders. We hate our leaders.
And because the Americans are seen as a dominant power, they're blamed for what goes wrong. The U.S. is also blamed for its slow progress, even though the students can see some evidence of past American efforts. If I look through these trees here, I see the Peter H. Armacost Science Building.
Yeah.
Which I believe was built with the assistance of the U.S. Agency for International Development. Everybody knows that was built with U.S. aid money, right? This is an impressive-looking building. It's about five stories tall. Looks the size of a factory almost. It's a science building, right? There are science labs inside?
Yes.
Does anybody study in there? Anybody? You study in there? You study in there? What do you study in there?
Biotechnology.
Biotechnology. And what do you think?
What I think about that building?
Yeah.
It's a good building for biotechnology because they provide all the facilities in it. What we get from USA or America.
But the same people who gave that building are the people that you think lied about Osama bin Laden.
I am not against America because we are dependent on America.
In fact, many of these students say they'd like to move to America when they graduate. These Pakistani students are counting on the United States, even when their governments don't get along.